daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 45. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. The film Aviator shows the eccentric Howard Hughes, who locked himself away from the world. He was very wealthy and could afford to do so in his big house. You see, he feared germs and he feared contact with other people would make him sick. Now, the disciples in our passage from Scripture at the start of this episode were caught out by this. They had locked down their minds. Their minds were shut off from the truth of the scriptures. So when they actually came true, it opened their minds. Their minds needed to be set free from the way that they were thinking, to think in a new way. And that's difficult. Thinking in a new way is hard if your mind is closed. Jesus opens people's minds to see new possibilities. Great vistas open for you when you trust in Jesus, when you had just before been staring at a blank wall. C.S. Lewis said this. He said, "An open mind in questions that are not ultimate is useful, but an open mind about ultimate foundations of either theoretical or practical reason is idiocy." You see, when the disciples saw physical evidence that Jesus had risen from the dead, their whole worldview changed. They saw that this was different from what they thought, that Jesus was Lord, that Jesus had conquered death right now, not at some vague time in the future like they thought, but now. They saw things differently because they used their reason based on the evidence that God gave them. And they could only do that, though, because Jesus opened their minds. It needed a spiritual rebirth to see in this way. G.K. Chesterton said this, "Merely having an open mind is nothing. The object of opening the mind, as of opening the mouth, is to shut it again on something solid. Once we see the truth, our minds should shut onto it, claim it as the truth, and think in that way from now on." You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. To get updates, find me on Facebook. Search for Peter Timothy Cooper or Good News This Morning. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.